This is the 2014 IdahoSports.com Fall Football Preview. My name is Matt Harris, joined on the phone lines now by Sugar Salem Diggers head football coach Tyler Richens. Coach Richens, thank you for taking some time with me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Coach, you're entering your first season in Sugar City as the lead man for the Diggers. Your team is coming off a 7-3 record in which they went to the state quarterfinals. How has the atmosphere been around the players, and how's everything looking so far in fall camp?
Well, it's been looking really good. We got a nice renewed enthusiasm going on right now. Excited about what we're going to be doing this fall, opening things up a little bit for them, and showcasing some of the talents of our athletes. And they're just excited to get rocking and rolling. And it's a great time of year. So
now, the staple of the Diggers offense for the past couple of seasons has been centered around the double wing offense. How much of that is going to be sticking around this year? And if not as much, is the wing T going to be implemented?
Our base offense that we're going to be sticking with this year would be the wing T. But fans and spectators shouldn't be surprised if they see a little bit of double wing being ran. You know, they've been very successful at it over the past a few years, and we want to keep that hard-nosed downhill running style, and you probably see a little bit of both of it.
How much of that wing tee is being picked? How well is the wing tee being picked up by the players?
You know, it's been picked up really, really quickly, and we've been able to move at a quicker pace with it than I originally had anticipated. It's not a lot different. Formation wise, we're a little different, but the style of running that we're teaching and all that kind of just builds upon that double wing, and we're able to do a lot of similarity things, which is easy for them to pick up. So it's been going really, really well. A lot better than I anticipated. So,
chatting with Sugar Salem Diggers head coach Tyler Richens, you lose Mountain Rivers Conference Player of the Year Jordan Godby this year. He had more than 2,200 yards of rushing last year. Who is stepping up into that spot, and what are your expectations from the running back position this year?
Well, we being a running back with us running the wing tee or the double wing is a great place to showcase your talents. And we got a loaded backfield this year. We have four to five. Perfectly able running backs, but that will be led by a young man named Jared Purser, who is a returning starter on their offense last year. Great runner, very quick, fast, really likes contact. So he'll pick up the workload that Jordan left off with, and I think people will find and that he'll pick up right where he left off. Picking up a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns. So,
tell us a little bit about your new incoming offensive players and who you expect to make an impact.
Oh, we expect a lot of players to make impact. Of course, at the running back position, Jared Purser is coming back, and we expect big things out of him. We got a couple other running backs coming back with Denton Belknap, who's going to take some carries in the backfield, who's going to be a senior, along with Derek Ostermiller, who is a returning sophomore, sophomore last year, this year a junior. Very athletic kid, very physical. And then we have a couple younger kids that are gonna take a few carries, and a sophomore named Cameron Ingram, really quick, fast, able young body. And then, of course, our offensive front's coming back for the most part. We're missing a few, but very experienced that way. And we got a few new kids coming. They decided to come out this year, and Ryan Hawks, he was the post-register male track athlete of the year. Very fast, big target for our quarterback, who is looking like it's going to be a junior named Ethan Arnold. And so we're really excited. We hope to be a little more balanced this year and really showcase the athletes that we have, so we're pretty excited about it.
Sounds like a lot of positive changes being made for the Diggers program. Let's look at the defensive side of the football right now. Who you got coming back that you expect to lead that defensive unit?
You know, we have a couple pretty key returners on defense. Jared Purser is a two-way starter for us. He'll play the linebacker, defensive back position. And then you got a couple returning linebackers in Justin Orr and Denton Belknap. And that's one thing Thor Ware brought to Sugar Salem was a Is it, you know, very physical, you know, a little bit nasty on the defense? And these kids love contact, love to tackle, love to hit. And so those three really, really do a great job. And then A.J. Hansen, defensive back, safety type for us, senior, really looking to bring down a bunch of interceptions and have a great successful senior year there too. So,
how about for the players who have not necessarily had the opportunity to be in the spotlight yet on the defensive side? Who do you think could have a breakout season from one of your players who maybe be under the radar right now?
You know, we got a couple kids right now that are a little bit younger coming out. Caleb Curitan is going to be a junior. Defensive lineman, linebacker type, really tenacious. I really like him. He's a wrestler. Really likes to get, you know, dirty down in the grind. Very physical type kid. I expect big things out of him defensively. You know, and we got a couple young kids that could come out and do good things for us. And that Cameron Ingram, nice, good sized sophomore, very athletic. So, you know, it's kind of open right now. A lot of positions on the defense, more so than the offense, are kind of wide open right now. And we got a lot of young kids really making a push to try to earn themselves a spot. So I'd expect a lot of things out of our young kids this year defensively.
Visiting with Sugar Salem Diggers head coach Tyler Richens. Coach, if you could point to an X factor for the season, one that would weigh the most on your success, your team's success this year, what is it and why?
Well, I think it can be two things. One, that we can develop a solid, keep that solid run game going. And then two is if we can become a little more balanced and get the passing game going a little bit more than we had in the past, keep teams playing us honestly and, you know, not selling out the box and make those defensive backs, safeties, and linebackers respect our pass game. That's really what we're focusing on. I think if we can do that, then we can be very dangerous and have a very successful year.
What is the biggest game or games for you this season for Sugar Salem?
Oh, I think every game is a big game. Every time we step on the field, it's that's the game we've been planning for and the game we've been working towards. And so I think every game is a big game. We start off with Declo week one or 0 week or I guess whatever they call it nowadays. But, you know, and they are a great football team. And coached by a very good coach and Coach Kidd. And we expect that to be a battle right from the get-go. And, you know, they're defending, you know, two-time defending 2A state champs. And so that's a one right off the bat to look at. We're excited to play Jerome this year, a really tough 4A program. We get them to come up here this year, and we're excited about that. And then, of course, you have our conference games that are always a knockdown, drag out type game. You know, Shelley's always a big rival game, and they're well coached and well disciplined, very physical, and great tradition there. Of course, South Fremont's a big rival game here, and you know that can go any way just based off of the emotion and rivalry there. And Tetons, you know, bringing back a lot of people. So our conference games are something really, really to look forward to. But our non-conference games, I'd say, Declo, of course, and probably Jerome are the ones fans might want to really pay attention to. So
you're in your first year in Sugar City, leading the program. You've mentioned about the changes you're making. What is the imprint? If you were to put it in, summarize it in a few words, what is the imprint you are trying to put on this program?
The imprint I think we're really trying to emphasize to these kids is that no matter who we step on the field with, we are going to have that expectation that we can win that football game. And that's kind of been our motto going through the summer and fall camp is to expect to win. And, you know, if we can instill that in our young kids as well as our juniors and seniors and have them buy into that, these kids can be very dangerous, and they'll surprise a few people, I think. And, you know, when we get down in that fourth quarter or third quarter and we need to come back to, you know, from a score down or two scores down, that we're not letting up rather than we are, you know, putting the pedal to the metal and getting into the grind and expecting to pull out that win in the fourth quarter. So
last question for you, Coach, what are you most excited about for this season?
Oh, everything. I'm excited about everything. I'm excited to see how these kids rise to the occasion. I'm excited to see just the program be built, the excitement, you know, how excited the community is. I mean, we got 5 straight home games this year, and I think there's some awesome opportunities for the community to get involved and support this football team. And I'm just excited. It's a great time of year. Fall is my favorite time of year. It's great atmosphere, lights, you know, and working with these kids. I'm just excited to get to work with them and win some football games. That's our ultimate goal, is to win football games and be district and state champions. So that's our goal, and everything we do is geared towards that. So,
Coach Richens, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck to you and the Diggers this season.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. That's Sugar Salem Diggers head coach Tyler Richens. Don't forget, you can get updates on scores, schedules, standings, and power rankings for all Sugar Salem Diggers athletics on idahosports.com, Idaho's leader in online high school sports information.